Democratic hero Senator Harry Reid blocked George Bush's 2007 amnesty. By Neil Monroe on December 30, 2021. Democrats are collectively lamenting the death of their former Senate leader, Harry Reid from Nevada, but are also quietly burying his vital pre-2012 role as a populist, pro-American opponent of GOP-promoted labor migration. "I'm sponsoring a bill in the Senate to reduce immigration, both legal and illegal," Reid wrote in a 1994 article for the Los Angeles Times. He continued, "Most politicians agree that illegal immigration should end. My legislation would double border patrols and accelerate the deportation process for criminals and illegal entrants. But many lawmakers feel that lowering legal immigration is too dicey. This is a cop-out. My legislation calls for a reduction of legal immigrants from the current level of about 1 million admissions a year to approximately 325,000. Even that more realistic level means 25,000 newcomers entering every month, looking for jobs, housing and education. The real injustice to future Americans would be to do nothing. America is proud of its immigrant tradition. This tradition should be reconciled with our responsibility to create a better country in which to live. If we do not take responsible steps today, we will be forced to take radical and sadly preventable action only a decade from now." As a politician, he was perfectly in tune with his time. "Unfortunately, he would be considered too far to the right given today's orthodoxy," said Kevin Lin, founder of U.S. Tech Workers, which opposes the Fortune 500's use of visa workers. In 2007, Reid played a key role in knifing the cheap labor amnesty bill pushed by establishment Republicans and GOP President George W. Bush. Reid's dagger was an amendment drafted by Democratic populist Senator Byron Dorgan, DND, which got 37 votes from Democratic senators, Politico reported in June 2007. The top question at the Capitol this morning: why was Senator Byron Dorgan, DND, given a second crack at his immigration amendment that was rejected 2 weeks earlier and tagged as a potential deal breaker? One answer: until he got a vote, Dorgan threatened to slow down the process by objecting to any unanimous consent agreements offered by bill managers to push the measure toward a final vote, according to Senate aides. "I had a right to get a vote on my amendment," Dorgan said this morning. Another reason: a majority of the Democratic caucus, including Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat Nevada, and the rest of the Democratic leadership, wanted to see the Dorgan amendment approved. Before the vote, Democrats convened a caucus meeting this morning to discuss strategy. As Reid emerged from the meeting, the majority leader tapped Dorgan on the back, smiled and said, "Excellent." Reid came from the small town of Searchlight in Nevada, and he understood government-directed migration is class warfare, and that immigration was one of the tools used by the chambers of commerce to increase the supply of labor, to lower wages and benefits, and also create greater insecurity among wage earners, said Lin, adding, "Leading Democrats in the 1980s and 1990s understood the consequences of unbridled immigration when it came to the supply of labor and how it impacted wage earners. So what Harry Reid was addressing was really the class warfare as it was being played out against people who earned wages, the productive class." But Reid changed as the old guard in the Democratic Party was gradually overcome by the university-trained progressives. The young progressives were primed to establish lucrative alliances with the West Coast tech companies and the East Coast investors. They wanted to believe that more immigrant labor was good for both Silicon Valley and poor Latinos. When President Barack Obama was re-elected in 2012, Reid became a loud advocate for amnesty. In 2013, he pushed the Gang of Eight corporate giveaway amnesty through the Senate, amid much entwined fake and real opposition from business-funded GOP senators. But that amnesty was blocked by the cautious Republican majority leader, Representative John Boehner, RO, who recognized that the GOP's base was increasingly opposed to mass migration. So Boehner suppressed his pro-migration deputies, including Representative Paul Ryan, RY, setting the stage for a New York TV personality to pick up the immigration reform key to the 2016 White House. As we head into 2022, polling indicates that just 1 year into the Biden administration and full control of Congress by the leftward lurching pro-migration Democrats, the Democratic Party is likely to pay a heavy price in November, according to a December 29 post by Ira Melman, at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Perhaps if Harry Reid were still around, he might have recognized the changing tides and adjusted course once again. Because, for him, political power was always the ultimate objective.